For a holiday that is 7 or 8 days out of the year, its rules and regulations take up an ostensibly inordinate amount of space in the Jewish codes of law, and yet that is precisely the point. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 97, The Joyous Seder of Obedience and Liberty. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is a passage I cite every year as we approach Pesach, the holiday of Passover, and I do so again now. It is a reflection by Rabbi Sacks in his commentary on the Haggadah about different revolutions that impacted the course of modernity. He wrote, "There have been 4 revolutions in the West in modern times, the British and American and the French and Russian. In Britain and America, the source of inspiration was the Hebrew Bible. In France and Russia, it was the great alternative to the Bible, namely philosophy. The theorist of the French Revolution was Jean-Jacques Rousseau, of the Russian Karl Marx. The contrast between them is vivid. Britain and America succeeded in creating a free society, not without civil war, but at least without tyranny and terror. The French and Russian revolutions began with a dream of utopia and ended with a nightmare of bloodshed and the suppression of human rights. The great philosophers, Helvetius, Rousseau, Fichte, Hegel, Saint-Simon, and Marx, created not freedom, but its betrayal, what J.L. Talmud called totalitarian democracy. Why did Britain and America succeed, Rabbi Sacks continues, where France and Russia failed? The explanation is surely complex, but much, perhaps all, turns on how a society answers the question, who is the ultimate sovereign, God or man? The British and Americans gave the first answer, the French and Russian revolutionaries the second. For the British and American architects of liberty, God was the supreme power. All authority was therefore subject to the transcendental demands of the moral law. For the French and Russian ideologists, ultimate value lay in the state or the collective. The failure of the French and Russian revolutions is the most compelling testimony to the fact that when human beings arrogate supreme power to themselves, politics loses its sole, secure defense of freedom." And Rabbi Sacks adds a bit after, "Societies that exile God lead to the eclipse of man." End quote. Societies that exile God lead to the eclipse of man. This point, and the contrast between the American and the French revolutions, was also one that my grandfather, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, often made. And in defining the difference between them, he highlighted the American emphasis on inalienable rights stemming from our Creator, and of America giving to the world the concept of equality enshrined in the metaphysical fact that human beings are created in the image of God. Both my grandfather and Rabbi Sacks, in their reflections on biblically inspired freedom, cited the rabbinic pun regarding the description in Exodus that the law was carved, charut, into the tablets. The rabbis linked that word carved regarding the law to chirut, freedom. For without the law of God, there is no freedom. Or as Rabbi Sacks put it, societies that exile God lead to the eclipse of man. It is only with this in mind that we can better understand the fact that, as I mentioned yesterday, the offering marking the commemoration of the Exodus, the Paschal offering, the Korban Pesach, has any number of laws associated with it that do not apply to other offerings. The same can be said for the holiday itself that is known as the Festival of Freedom. For a holiday that is 7 or 8 days out of the year, its rules and regulations take up an ostensibly inordinate amount of space in the Jewish codes of law, and yet that is precisely the point. Freedom, sought in a way that exiles God, is what was sought in the French Revolution, and the result, as predicted by John Adams and other skeptics of what was unfolding in France among the American founders, was tyranny, massacre, bloodshed, barbarity. One of these unique laws pertaining to the Passover offering is our mitzvah for the day. Just as Exodus insists, as noted in the previous podcast, that the offering be eaten only after it is roasted and never raw, it also insists, v'etzem lo tishbru bo, no bone may be broken. This law does not apply to any other offering that is eaten, such as the standard peace offering discussed previously. If we think about it, we realize that this means that because the Paschal lamb or goat served as the centerpiece of the Seder, the eating of it was done joyously, but carefully and deliberately, so that as freedom was celebrated and commemorated, everyone carefully engaged in the obligatory eating of the evening, constantly mindful that no bone be broken, that the law of God applied as they reflected Israelite liberty at the Seder celebration. It was freedom that was embraced, freedom under the law. It was Tocqueville, to whom we shall return in tomorrow's episode, who upon arriving in America reflected that, in France I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in opposite directions, but in America I found they were intimately united and that they reigned in common over the same country. And he further explained that therefore, in America, faith, quote, must be regarded as the foremost of the political institutions of that country, for if it does not impart a taste for freedom, it facilitates the use of it, end quote. The careful and deliberate obedience with which Israelites would in Jerusalem eat of the offering, a festival of freedom that is constantly cautious that it obey the dictates of the divine, is itself a reminder of what freedom is. For Rabbi Sacks is right. Societies that exile God lead to the eclipse of man. Or as Yuval Levin noted in explaining the American approach to liberty, the laws of religion, he wrote, quote, command us to a mixture of responsibility, sympathy, lawfulness, and righteousness that align our wants with our duties. They help form us to be free, end quote. All this, perhaps, was summarized in Benjamin Franklin's suggested seal for the United States, an image of the splitting of the sea featuring Moses, Pharaoh, and the Egyptian army, and the motto, rebellion to tyrants, obedience to God. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.